Come in. Ah, there you are. Take a seat, please. Glad that you came in so quickly. Now, you may be wondering why I called you in today. Yes, no. Please don't worry. Don't worry. I know it can be a little nerve-wracking called in to see the big CEO of the company. But you, young miss, have absolutely nothing to worry about. I just wanted to know how you're finding it here. Your first month? Good, I'm glad to hear it. And what about the hot desking? Are you finding that an issue at all? Oh, good. Yes. While it would be nice to ensure that everybody has their own desk on a more permanent basis, I find that with so many key time staff, it just isn't practical while we're still in this location. Once the lease is up on this building, we will be moving to a different location, which will give us more space. And then everybody can have their own desk. Yes, well, the position of CEO does have certain privileges. So yes, I do have this office with four walls, a door, a city view. Would you like to see? Come. Yes, come with me. Yes, I'll just lift these shutters up. Ah, there we go. Have a look at that. Oh, you aren't afraid of heights, are you? Good. Have a look at that. I know, seeing the city from so high up is such an unusual thing, but apparently I've forgotten. Well, I see this view every day, so it's little to nothing to me to see the city from 20 floors up, but for you, my dear, I imagine this must be quite an experience. Yes. Nothing. I just wanted to see the view. Oh, my dear, what is it you're wearing? No, that scent, it's truly quite delicious. Oh, I'm sorry, was that inappropriate? Maybe we should return to sitting then. Good. Now, just take my seat. Now, listen. I know you've been here a short time, but I have been observing you from afar, and... No, it is not unusual. It is quite the norm for me to observe new staff, particularly in the team directly beneath me. And may I just say, I'm incredibly impressed with your work ethic, and your dedication to getting things done. Yes, it's quite impressive. So I wondered if you wanted to put those skills, that attitude, to better use. Let me explain. My PA has taken ill. Oh, no, she's quite fine. She has some health complications. I don't know all the details, but she's not going to be in for the next couple of weeks. I wondered if you would like to fill in that role. Oh, that look on your face. You really had no idea, did you? How well you've been working here, how impressed I am. Well, I am, dear. I'm incredibly impressed, and I would love the chance to get to know more of you and your work history by having you working under me, so to speak, in a more direct fashion. What do you think? Well, as for details, your hours would remain the same. Your pay would take quite a significant hike, even if just for those 2 weeks. We are perfectly happy to prorata. Your tasks would include attending me each morning, taking my notes in the morning when I give them out for planning the rest of my day. You'll be in charge of handling my diary, fielding calls that I'm not in a position to take at that moment, as well as arranging for meetings with various clients. Mm-hmm. Yes, and one of the perks is that you attend my lunch meetings with me. Oh, yes. I thought you might appreciate that. I saw your eyes light up. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have many meetings, usually with clients over lunch, just because it is the most efficient way to fit a meeting into the workday. And you may not know this, but buttering up a potential client with a nice heavy lunch and maybe a glass of wine or lager, as they please, it does help to smooth out the details of some of these deals. And you would attend me. Oh, no. I would finance these lunches. You are there as my PA. Therefore, they are part of your job role. I do not expect for you to pay for doing your own job. That is quite ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You would also take minutes at the meetings I have here, and you would move from your hot desk position into here. Yes, you would work alongside me. I like to keep my PAs very close. It sounds attractive, does it? I am pleased to hear it. There are a couple of other things I should mention. Since you would be accompanying me to visit clients and go out on face-to-face excursions, there is a dress code to adhere to. Let me stand up once more. Do you see what I'm wearing? Pencil skirt, heels, light blouse. Yes, I do have a jacket or blazer, whatever you want to call it, but I don't tend to wear it in the office. It's quite warm. This is how you will be expected to dress. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily this exact skirt, this exact blouse, but a simple blouse and skirt, please. A skirt. And some suitable office shoes. They are non-negotiable. No, we don't have a uniform here, but we must present a united and neat, tidy front when meeting with clients. Why, if you were to come with me for one of my lunches dressed as you are now, I'm afraid it would not give off the correct image. Well, my dear, this skirt, though beautiful and flowy, is rather dowdy. Yes, I mean, is it even comfortable having a skirt so long? And your shoes, while I'm sure they are incredibly practical and comfortable, they do nothing for your legs, darling. You don't believe me? Stand up. Yes, yes, stand up, dear. Now, stand in the centre of the room. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Now, here we are. Hello. I'm just going to lift your skirt up, my dear. Now. We are professionals here. I just want to show you what I'm talking about. Now, I'm just going to lift the skirt to above your knee. There you are. Now, turn with me and have a look in that mirror. Look at your legs. You have beautiful, shapely legs, my dear. Covering them up with the skirt is a sin. And some nice high heels. Push up on tiptoes for me. Higher. Higher. There you go. Now just look at the difference that makes to your calves. Absolutely beautiful. So yes, this is why I insist on short skirts for my PAs and a suitable blouse. Button up, if you please. No, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the top you are wearing, my dear. But as I say, united front, clean, professional image. Now, look in the mirror again. What do you see? You and me. Well, I suppose that's right, but be more specific, my dear, if you would. Hmm? Powerfully dressed, yes. Sexy. Do you think so? What a marvellous compliment. Thank you very much, my dear. Well, since we're throwing compliments around, I hope you won't mind if I tell you that you are incredibly attractive too. Yes, you are. Well, it wasn't just your work that drew my attention to you, my dear. It was this beautiful face, these gorgeous, kissable lips, and your sweet, sweet body. Even if you insist on hiding it beneath such long skirts and baggy tops. Now then, an experiment. Wait there. Here we go. Oh, no, don't panic. I'm just going to do a little experiment. Now, hold your arms out for me. Yes, these are a pair of scissors. Please do as I ask. Now, please. Let's see, so snip here and a bit here. Pull this in. And if I put that on that side, and then a few more little. Oh, yes! Perfect. Now, my dear, it's fascinating what a simple pair of scissors can do, but if you can see, yes, I have removed some fabric from your garment. If you are truly distressed by it, I will replace it. Don't you worry, but I just wanted to prove a point. Now, what I've done is form a wraparound here. So you have one long cord that will wind around your ribs. That's right. And a nice low V neckline. Do you see the difference? Incredibly sexy, my dear. I do say so myself. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Good. And could you see yourself dressing in this manner for the next 2 weeks? Oh, wonderful. Delighted to hear it. Good. In that case, would you like to sign up for your new hours right now? Yes, it classes as a secondment, but to be honest, aside from satisfying HR that they have the paperwork, it's not really necessary, but I have the papers here on my desk. Very good. Well, over here, please. Now, this outlines the terms of your new contract, the length, and what your tasks are expected to be. It also details the dress code, as I already outlined for you, and, well, the procedure at the end of the 2 weeks. Well, yes, if my original PA is not back, then I will need more help. But I don't want to mislead you in any way. I told you 2 weeks. It will be 2 weeks. I told you you will attend me here in my office, and you will attend me here in my office. Oh, yes. My every whim and desire. So, here's a pen, a signature here, and date there. There you go. Oh, that's just wonderful. Quiet now. Quiet. I'm just initiating you. Sounds incredible. You, my dear, you need to keep quiet, or I'm going to have to cover your mouth. Do you understand? I said, do you understand? Good. Now, my dear, would you be so kind as to pick everything up from your desk out there and bring it in here? Oh, yes. The terms of your contract begin straight away, and, well, there are some things I need to take you through. Some tasks you need to undertake.